Last week we celebrated Pentecost and the coming of the Holy Spirit. This morning we begin our Summer in the Psalms series. The book of Psalms contains 150 prayers, songs, liturgies, and poems composed by many different authors, many of whom are not identified. Psalms are people's response to God and always an expression of worship. We begin our series by studying Psalm 1, written by David. This psalm is one of the best known and favored in the Psalter, or the Book of Psalms. It summarizes the two paths of life open to people, the way of the righteous and the way of the wicked. It also deals with God, godly living, and the hope of the godly in view of the covenant promises. The editors probably intended it to be an introduction to the whole Psalter for this reason. Therefore, it is an appropriate one to open our study of this summer. Its figures of speech recur throughout the rest of the Psalms. It is a wisdom psalm designed to give understanding to the reader. We will read the psalm responsively, where I will read the leader part and you will read the congregational cues on the screen. A reading of Psalm 1. Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of the scoffers. They are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither.
In all that they do, they prosper.
The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away.
Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous.
For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous.
But the way of the wicked will perish.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So have you ever been at a fork in the road? Okay, of course you have. Maybe the question is, how many times have you felt like you were at a fork in the road? Both literally, of course, way before GPS and Siri told us which road to go down, right, to find the place that we were going, we have been at many crossroads in our lives. And maybe more than literally trying to choose which road to go down, we have been there figuratively, haven't we? Trying to make a decision on what we should do and where we should go. This is a common experience for God's people. In my life, usually the fork in the road symbolizes making a decision between good and great. Not the extremes that the psalm talks about, the righteous and the wicked. I mean, that seems obvious, right? Although I know I've been in that fork in the road too. But in my life, it tends to be these slight differences, good and great. And where, God, do you need me to go? Well, I sat at a fork in the road all last weekend, and I waited, and I wondered, and I was discerning what road I was going to wake up to come Monday morning. Over the last year, God had been stirring up in me through friend and through stranger a potential call to be the next bishop of this synod, and it was a crazy long ride. An adventure which pushed me beyond where I ever imagined that I could go. This call challenged me to the core, and it also affirmed me in my baptismal promises. And in the end, you know, I wasn't chosen. I actually came in second, which is a bigger number according to my kids, so that matters. It matters. Math is important, okay? And when they announced that Pastor Bill Tesh was going to be our bishop, the first emotion that I remember feeling is one of God's faithfulness. Just an overwhelming blessing of God's faithfulness. I wasn't glad. I wasn't sad. I wasn't mad. I was propelled down a road that brings me back here to a place I know and a place I love. And God was faithful. This entire process, God was faithful. I tried hard to listen, to follow, to trust. And I honestly can say from that experience, I was true to myself, dorkiness and all, in front of all those people. My kids can attest to that too. And I was true to what I thought I could offer the church on kind of a more regional level. And I really felt like the whole process was a gift. With gratitude, I want to say thank you to you, all of you, for your allowing me the time and the space to discern this call. It was a long time of discernment. I knew back in November that I would be pre-nominated. I shared with you in January, and it was a long time to collectively hold our breath, especially knowing all of the things that were already going on here at Calvary for God's people. I've said many times it was harder for me to enter that process than to exit that process, and yet I'm grateful for your prayers, for your blessing, for your support as God had to sort out what was best for God's kingdom and what road I would be walking down. But my constant companion was this good book that I preach from. God's word was a constant companion through this deep, long time of discernment. I went through a process that I discovered early on that I needed more than just worshiping Jesus. I needed to discover who he was, and I need to rigorously follow him. I needed to better understand him, and of course, the scriptures is where I turned. Now, I know Jesus isn't mentioned in the Psalms, in the book of Psalms. That's the Old Testament. Jesus didn't come until the New Testament. But I knew that in this book of stories and rhymes and songs, they all capture what God has done for us and through us as God's faithful people. And the Psalms capture the people's response to the acts and the works of God. And so did Jesus throughout his entire ministry. So the book of Psalms and the reading about Jesus was my constant companion during this long discernment season. And one of the key themes that I think was part of my discernment and also highlighted in Psalm 1 was important to pretend, not to pretend that I was someone that I wasn't. What does it mean to be a bishop? What does that look like? What does that look like for me? And as you know and as you've loved over the last 18 years, I can't help but be Janelle with whatever title comes before my first name. I had to fully discover more deeply who I am as a called and baptized child of God. And then I had to be that person genuinely and relentlessly. Thomas Merton shared something that stuck with me during this time about a tree. A tree gives glory to God by simply being a tree. It consents to God's creative love. It expresses an idea which is in God's mind. So the more a tree is like itself, the more it is like God. That was my challenge. The more I consented to be what God made me to be, the more perhaps I can reflect God. You see, what struck me about Thomas Merton's quote and also about this first psalm in this little psalter is that trees never try to be something that they're not. Right? Trees don't wish they were a river. Trees don't wish they were mountains. Trees are content to being trees, true to who they were created to be. Trees can go through changes. We see this seasonally. Sometimes they lose their leaves. Sometimes they are bare in front of the world. Sometimes their bark changes. Sometimes different animals come and take nest. And yet trees never waver on who they are created to be. But I sometimes can struggle with that. I sometimes want to be something that I'm not. I sometimes look and see, if only I was more like that, maybe then I would be. And in this long discernment, the psalm accompanied me saying, Janelle, just be who you are. And when at a crossroad in life, when there's a fork in the road, ask these questions. God, where do you want me to be? Whom do you want me to serve with? How can I best reflect you in my life, in my work, in my ministry? And God's faithfulness comes. The more I was in sync with God's word, the more clarity came. The scripture says in that part, they are like trees, talking about us. That God's faithful are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. In all they do, in all you do, they prosper. As we kick off this summer in the Psalms with Psalm 1, I invite us to drink from the streams of the water of life. We drink from this gift of God's word captured in the psalms and songs and rhymes of God's faithful. Luther himself called it a little Bible to accompany us along life's journey. May we go to it to find nourishment, refreshment, and walk of life that glorifies God and reminds us of who we are, beloved children of God. May it be so today. Amen.